Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess the name that is above all names, and that is the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our King. And this is so true for what it is that Christmas is all about. It's all about experiencing just the victory that we have in God because of what Jesus has done for us. In 1 John 5 verse 4, it says, "For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith." Who is it that is victorious and that conquers the world? But he who believes in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on that fact. And with that scripture, that's going to take us to a time where we look forward to, well, I definitely look forward to it every single Tuesday, and that is Challenge for Change. The Word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
All right, are you guys going to rise to the challenge in this December? I've got Luca and Tondi here with me again for Challenge for Change. It's such an awesome time always for me because I realize like we have always got like to improve ourselves, you know, always got to make that step where we can actually say, you know, there's something new to learn, there's something new to gain. And I'm looking forward to this season because specifically now during the December time, because I kind of feel in my heart that there's more that God actually wants us to achieve, what he wants us to know. That's and cool. Even if we are kind of at the end of the year, we can't just say, okay, I'm going to give up on the things that God has actually spoken about, like at the beginning of the year. I'm going to actually access it and say, no, I'm going to have the faith. I'm going to step into it, no matter, even if it's like the last hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe that God can accelerate me and then put me in a place where I can receive it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
So, I know, it is powerful. I'm just like,
Jesus,
let's go. So something that just really triggered this all for me was kind of just thinking about a scripture that actually really is my flavor for
my flavor
for the Christmas season, and something that I always go back to. And so I just kind of want to find out, what is yours? What is your flavor for the Christmas season that actually brings you like into that place where you're like, man, God, I realize you're doing something. You know?
Look, despite all the debates that we start having around about this season, you know, Christian and oh, it's Christmas, oh, it's not Christian, it's not that. But I think for me, I always say, look at the bright side of things, just remembering the birth of Jesus Christ, the most important thing.
Yes,
and I'm always taken to the scripture in the book of Luke 2, verse 10, when the angel arrives, and then it says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, not just that tribe, but also to us, and we're benefiting.'" Just the arrival of Christ was the arrival of hope to begin with.
Exactly.
And I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence for this time, end of the year, the end of all the labor and hardships throughout the year. Like when you're saying, when people are thinking, oh, I'll try again next year.
Yeah.
But hope arrives right at the end when you're thinking, oh, I'm exhausted. I don't think anything will work out.
I know. For me, it's like hope arrives every single time
that
you allow him to come.
Exactly.
There's one person that brings something, that's Jesus.
Exactly.
You know? So anytime that you align yourself.
But in this season for me, I want you to particularly be reminded that hope arrived.
Ooh.
And the purpose was to bring joy to all man. So
come on.
Hold on to that hope.
Exactly. And for you, Tons, what scripture do you like brings you into that place, bro?
For me, it's Philippians 4, from verse 4 to 8. You know, such a powerful scripture. And it starts off by saying, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, it's end of the year. It's December. It's that time, you know, you've either had a hard year, you've either had a mild year, or you've had a really good year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But regardless of that, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, by your make your requests be made known unto God. And here we are, like December is, it's the border year to the following year, right?
Yes.
It's like you're at the end, and now there's an upcoming year, and we are all thinking about, okay, this year was this way, next year is going to be this way.
We're starting to
think and contemplate what's coming in the next year. And so it's really important that, you know, we understand that we can now start, you know, bringing those requests known to God. But thanksgiving is an important thing that is mentioned here. And it goes on to say that, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And this one, I won't read the whole thing, but it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, noble, lovely, good report, and all those things that are praiseworthy, think on these things.
Exactly. Think on those things that are like, and that's what Challenge for Change really is about. And I love actually that God always seems to be nailing home a point, you know, and for something that both of you are speaking about, it's that great joy about rejoicing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Something
of
is like, and that's what I love about what Jesus came to do. Okay, he came to bring the kingdom.
Sure.
And he said, repent, change your mind, change the way that you think. Think on those things that are good, of good report, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
But then that will bring you into the kingdom. And that's where my favorite verse comes in, is actually bringing in the kingdom. My favorite one is Isaiah 9, verse 7. And it says, of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. And I love that. You know, it's like, yes, his kingdom is expanding, is always going to expand. It's just a matter of us saying now.
Exactly.
Not later, now.
Right.
I want it now. I want to enter into it now. And that's why, for me, Challenge for Change this month has to be on a victorious mindset.
Come on.
It has to be on this mindset that says, I'm not waiting another moment. I'm grabbing a hold of what God has for me now, and I'm going to align myself with his word. And so these are the scriptures here right in front of you. You can see them. Is what a victorious mindset we're going to be learning about. Okay, the first one for me was that Isaiah 9 verse 7. Then the next one is going to be Philippians 1:28 that says, and do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated by anything. I love that. It's like, let's go, you know? And then Ephesians 4 verse 8, it says, he led captivity captive. He led a train of vanquished foe and bestowed gifts on men. So if you as a listener want to join us in, there's going to be like a few scriptures that I'm going to be writing down. You can check it up on our podcast area on our website. Just go to impactradio.co.za and look at the podcast for Challenge for Change for this week. And you'll be able to see all of those scriptures there that you can join in with us and actually learn them, rise to the challenge, learn them so that you can be equipped in this season to access what God has for you. And it's really the kingdom. It's everything.
Rise to the challenge.
Exactly. Rise. Right. So I love it because we're going to end it with like seriously great joy.
Come on.
We're going to end it with seriously great joy, rejoicing in God and making sure that he is just part of our lives, you know? So